Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. Jason.
John.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer, and we'll get started.
Sir. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to come together and to just discuss you and discuss your word a little bit. Father, we just ask that you, as we surrender ourselves to you, Father, that you take control of our thoughts and our hearts and our words and allow us to say whatever it is that you need to be said. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Helmet head.
As I was editing last week, I ran into something at the end of episode 77 that, first of all, I feel like I need to backtrack a little bit, and number one, and also I need to say to you, I apologize, because I felt like at the end I said that we were having a difficult conversation, and the truth of the matter is it was difficult for me, not really a difficult conversation, right? And so it was, I'm really saying I apologize, because I don't want you to feel like we can't just talk about whatever, you know what I mean? But at the same time, some of that stuff, like, my dad gets very, very aggressive about, and that's not the message I don't think that's what the message we want either. It's all about love, and sometimes he can be very explosive in his responses and things, and you never know what might come out of his mouth, right? So I get a little uncomfortable when we start talking about certain topics. But I also want you to know, and everybody who's listening, that I understand what we're talking about, and I understand the way of the world. And I don't think the conversation was difficult in that way that I was kind of feeling like it was in the moment. What I know is, look, I'm not naive. The behaviors of the world and the things that are going on in this world are pointing to something. Yeah. There is a time coming when it's going to get even worse.
It's pointing towards the second coming of Christ is what it's pointing to.
And it's been, you know, the needle has been pegged that direction for a long time, but it just seems like it's getting ever, ever closer as we speak. And over the weekend, something happened to me. I had a dream, which I know doesn't sound like a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but I do believe that God speaks to us through dreams. And it was Saturday morning, roughly, I don't know, we're 4 o'clock-ish in the morning. And it woke me up out of a dead sleep. And that, from that point on, I was trying to figure out what he was saying to me. And it was very quick. It didn't take much. But I got the impression that I was in the presence of our Lord. And I saw two images, one picture, right? And two images in one picture. And one half of the picture was a very white, pristine throne. And the other picture was a tattered and broken cross. And what I heard him say to me is, in the end, you will have to choose. And at first I'm like, what is he asking? What am I choosing? Right? And I'm curious what you think. What do you think? I want to know what you think before I tell you what I think.
So, pristine white throne,
mm-hmm,
and a tattered, rugged cross.
Mm-hmm. And he said it.
To me, I feel like that would be a way of saying, like, here's your perfect, beautiful life. Here's your death to sin,
mm-hmm,
with me.
Right. Kind of like what you've been seeing in Romans chapter 6, what we kind of talked about earlier today. So at first I was thinking, man, am I talking about me on the throne? Is he saying, like, you can choose you on the throne, or submission to me. Like, I'm going through, like, again, ultimately.
Yeah, I could see that, but I don't know. To me, it just seems more like, okay, like, here's this,
right.
this glorious life that you want, that most humans do want, is,
right.
you know, to feel like, you know, not lordship, but
sure.
to live the life, the lavish life that you want to,
right.
for the things and the money and the all that stuff. And then on the other hand, you have the yeah. dying to sin.
Right. So,
because the cross they hung him on was not pretty. It was
no. It's actually considered a disgrace in the culture to be hung on a tree.
Yeah,
that's why he said that he disregarded the shame of the cross. He didn't take that to be important. The fact that it was on a tree. So I spent roughly the next 3 to 5 hours like talking to God from the time I woke up out of this dream and kind of dozed in and out of sleep. I was like, okay, so what am I choosing, right? And so I'm going through this process, and I think to myself, like, okay, do I get to choose whether I receive the cross or I receive the glory, the throne, or am I, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm going through, there's 100 million things going through my head.
It also could be if you died to sin through Jesus' crucifixion, you know, which we all do when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. We die to sin just like he died.
Right.
For our sin.
Right.
It could also be you did this, now you get the eternal reward.
Which right.
The way that the Bible explains it to me seems like beautiful, you know, there's music, there's it's just beauty. And yeah. that could be the it's way constant that worship. Throne is portraying. Mm-hmm. Like it's
yeah. So as I'm...
Ooh, can you imagine the positivity? Constant worship, just constant...
Yes, constant worship and presence amongst the creator of everything, yeah. right? Like with God.
Do you think he walks with you?
I believe he walks
and
with you.
And talks with you?
I do. 100%. 100%. I think you finally get to understand what it means to truly be in his presence. We get glimpses of being in his presence now, but like truly being in his presence... So
it scares me.
It
scares me.
I understand. I spent the next several hours talking to God and just trying to decipher. And instead of trying to think my own thoughts, I kept trying to stop myself. Instead of letting my mind go down a rabbit hole, I just kept asking God, just give me the wisdom to understand what it is you're trying to tell me. And just not trying to think about it too much. Just tell me what it is you want me to know. What is it that you need me to understand? And the clarification that I received, you can go back into scripture. We start talking about end time prophecy and like the way of the world and all that kind of stuff. Understanding that this is a reality. It's coming. If you are a believer, you know that this is something yeah. that's coming.
And it's arm yourself. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so, again, I get uncomfortable with that topic because I don't fully understand it. I haven't studied that a lot. And maybe God does want me to. Is trying to motivate me to be more diligent in that study. Maybe that is. But as I'm talking to him, I finally get to this, not revelation, but this clarification that at the end times, we've talked about this with Dad before, I've pointed out before about how you're going to go before a judgment seat.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Throne. You're going to go before the throne, right? And and we've talked about this before, and you've got to face the perfect judge.
Is your name written in the book of life?
Right. At the throne is the perfect judge, the only one who has the right to judge.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have the cross, where the judgment was paid. Tracking with me? You yeah. understand where yeah, I'm at right now?
Starting to make sense to me now.
So the way God explained it to me, the way I felt like I understood it, the way he made me understand it was like at the end of all of this, you have a choice. You can be judged or you can have the judgment be paid. Yeah. Receive.
Salvation.
Receive.
Yeah.
receive. And the crazy thing is most of us are, not most of us, a lot of us are going to choose the throne because we're stuck and we're worried about us and we want it to be about us. Instead of choosing the cross to pay the payment.
The debt's been paid.
Exactly.
It's been paid for over 2,000 years. Almost 2,000 years.
Roughly.
Almost. They started A.D. when he was born. It was 33 A.D. when he died.
Yeah.
When he was crucified.
Yes.
So almost 2,000 years.
Getting there. Got about 8 more years. I think what God was trying to reveal to me was, like, first of all, we all are going to get this opportunity. We all get this opportunity. And right now is the time to make the decision, right? Because look at the world. Going back to the conversation we had last week and the conversation that we were having just a few minutes ago. Like, look, man, look what's happening. This is no lie. This is no joke.
Okay, so here's the thing is we know that there's going to be wars. There's going to be rumors of wars and and that's what we're going through right now.
Yep.
And we know that Iran has allies over there with Israel. We know that. Russia and China are huge allies with them. And then you got Turkey. And I saw 4 or 5 of them today. Anyways, that the details aren't important. But we know we have that. Israel is trying to stand on business right now and protect their own. People that are listening, and if you're listening and you don't agree with how we're trying to explain this, then I don't know that you could really call yourself a follower.
Yeah,
you may be learning to be a follower. I don't mean to say that in a way where it's like excluding anybody, but sure. If you don't understand how the events are aligning, that the end times are coming, I don't think that you fully understand the whole situation. Mm-hmm. But God is going to, he's going to rain down hellfire and brimstone.
The world is going to pay. The world is going to have its end at some point. This world is going to end at some point. That's been a reality of my walk in this relationship with Christ from the beginning.
It always seemed like something you tried to dodge, too.
Isn't it?
Every time I've always talked to you about it, you're just like, you know, like, this is the first time I'm actually having a conversation with you where you're openly talking about it and you're openly trying to receive.
Mm-hmm. I have no excuses, but I have explanations that, again, I don't like to talk about things that I don't have a grasp of. I don't have an understanding of.
I don't have a grasp of any of it, but I have my view of it.
Sure, sure.
And so when I see things or watch said video, you know, I form my own opinion, and that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But it's also something that, like, you know, I read Revelations not too long ago. And I had to go back and start reading bits and pieces of it again because I'm trying to connect the dots. Because like I told you before we started, I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with it, but I'm very infatuated with
it's got your attention. Especially
with everything going on. It's like, man, this thing is just burning in my mind right now.
Yeah. See, so there's the secondary part of that conversation. The secondary part of my point to that was, like, I don't really pay attention to the goings on of the world. What I know about what's going on outside of my existence comes from my dad.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't focus on what's going on out there. I am aware that there's things going on. I understand it. I understand that there's things happening, but, like, I'm not listening to what's happening out there. I've been that way forever. I mean, as far back as I can remember, like, I don't really focus on the current state of socio-political situations and stuff like that, and the unrest of the citizens of our country and of the world, and, like, the people that living in our world. Like, I really haven't ever. Am I wrong for that? Maybe I am, or maybe I'm naive for not participating and being aware of what's happening out there. So whenever things like that start to come up, I get really uncomfortable. Because I don't want to speak about things that I don't know and I don't understand. You know what I mean? So I don't have an opinion necessarily about certain political views or political things that are happening or things that are happening out in the world because I'm not attached to it. I don't have any real – I'm not educated on it, right? I can speak about the Bible because I've been in the Bible a lot. The book of Revelation notwithstanding, right? Yeah. I haven't spent a lot of time studying Revelation, but I've read it. You know what I mean? I didn't focus on it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so it makes me uncomfortable to go in that direction because I don't want to tell people things that aren't true. Now, if it's just me voicing my opinion, okay, I understand. I get it. I'm real calculated with that, right?
So what I've been doing is I've been, which this is probably the most horrible thing to say, but I've been flipping through TikTok, you know, and something will come up like this, that video that we were watching just a minute ago. Something will come up and I'm listening to it, dude. And I'm like, oh man. And then I'm like, I gotta find it. Then I go back to it and I start reading it. And then it's,
yeah.
And then it's back to this. It's back to that. It's back to that. And so I am forming my own opinion, and that's all it is my opinion.
Right. At this point, it's conjecture. It's not like, you know, this is anything is going to happen. Dude, and
to be honest, I don't think you could read Revelation 100 times in your life and be so confident that you can say what it means. I think because every time you read it, I've already read it once, and now everything I'm reading means something completely different.
Right.
You know, like it's not saying the same thing to me as it was saying before. Yeah. So, and then I've talked to you about that before, when Judges. I read Judges, and then I went back because I was like, man, dude, what? You know, I went back and I read portions of it again, and it's certain other things stuck out to me, like in a different way.
Right.
It's not, you could read it as much as you want. It's the way that everything is described, parables and this and this and this, it's not a definite. It doesn't say first thing that will happen, A, number one, this date.
Right, second thing that will happen. Right. It's not a timeline.
B, number two, this time, this date. No, it doesn't do that. He lays it out for prophetic events, like according to prophecy, these are the things that need to happen. And we're starting to see a bunch of that.
Yeah. Our-
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We've been a bunch of that happen, and now we're really starting to see a whole bunch of more of that starting to take shape. And it's like, okay,
it continues to unfold.
Yeah, and it's just like,
dink.
Like, okay, when I mean, and if you're, I'm sorry, if you're not, if you, for everybody that's not, man, please get right.
Just choose Jesus,
dude. Just
choose
right.
Jesus. Please, look, right. Going back to how I started the conversation, that's the thing. You can either choose Jesus or you can choose judgment. It's your call.
Yeah.
You can choose to receive Jesus, who is, I believe, 100% without a doubt, the one way.
Yes.
The truth and the life. Or you can choose anything else, which will be judgment, and that's your call.
But what's sad is there's so many people out there. So many people that are good people.
Good people.
Great people that just don't understand what's at stake.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to face the wrath of judgment because that's going to be a wrath. It's not going to be, I mean, it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be something unfolding that it's, you're finding out at that point that you were going to eternal damnation.
I fudged up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't want to get to that point. You know what I mean? And look, some people might hear that and think that we're choosing this out of fear. It has nothing to do with that. It really doesn't, because the glory and the freedom that comes from knowing your Father in heaven, from knowing that He paid the debt for your sin, is the most glorious thing and the most freeing thing ever. Go ahead.
I have a response to that. The fear of, I don't know if it's the fear or just the sheer will of not wanting to have to experience that. Once I started actually getting into the Word, started getting into church, started getting into Bible study, started doing all that stuff. It was the fear of not knowing what was going to happen to me that really pushed me.
Yeah, I can see that.
To that. Like, yeah. I was like, man, at that point, I was like, dude, if I died in my sleep tonight, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know. I have zero confidence in where I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have a suspicion, which I thought was going to be the fiery inferno, you know.
Right. But it's not funny, by the way.
So that really kind of, that pushed me, like kick-started my journey. It's like, okay, look, bro, I'm done with this. Like, I don't want to have to do with this. I don't want to have to worry about this. This is what it is. So, yes, the fear of that helped get me to the point that I'm at, but it doesn't control where I'm at now. Now, I still check myself. When I say something or do something, I'm like, dude, you really want to?
I get it 100%. Yeah. I find myself.
When you're free and truly free, like truly free, you get joy in places that you never would have thought.
Right. There's a script. What is the scripture? I think it's in Luke. I could be wrong. It says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yeah. Right. And the Son has who has the Son set free? Anyone who wants it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is come to him. Right. And look, I I've been in conversations going back to that socio-political stuff again. Being a Christian, quote, being a Christian is a socio-political view. Right. Okay. Yeah. You can accept it or you can't. And again, because I don't partake in the world like that, it's hard for me to say that out loud, but I am a Christian and I participate in that. And so I've been in arguments with people talking about, so you're telling me there's only one way. So I could be perfect my whole life and I get punished because I didn't follow Jesus.
Okay, but here's the thing is that's how much they know because they think they can be perfect.
Correct. 100%.
That right there is your number one fault.
There's the answer.
Nobody can be perfect.
The answer is
only one.
I choose Jesus. I'm looking at the world in this camera. Look at my face. I choose Jesus because I know I can't. That's the end of discussion.
Yeah.
I choose Jesus because I know I can't.
That right there just shows you.
I don't want to trust in myself to make it.
No, bro, you serious?
I'd be done. I'm going to burn like a clam.
I pay my bills half the time, and I'm great at paying my bills.
I know that's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes I'm like, dang, man.
I'm on time. Hey, you know what? This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, bro. There is a certain credit company that pulled all of my credit and closed all my credit accounts.
Stating
that for fear of repayment, ability to repay, I had four accounts with them. Three of them had zero balance. Zero balance. The other one had a balance that I was paying every month, hadn't missed a payment one time. And I'm like, I argued, and they still said, yeah, we're going to stick with our plan. I'm like, y'all are some mother truckers, dude.
I'll take you, your credit's going to take a hit for that.
Well, it's all right, though.
I pay, even if I only pay the minimum, I make sure that I pay two payments a month.
Yeah.
Even if it's two of the minimum payments.
Yeah. Minimum 50, 50, and 50. I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
But most of the time, I try to pay off whatever I charge on it. But sometimes, you know, it's not.
I don't want to get into all that because it's first world problems, right? But man, I'm taking a hit right now. I'm hurting. A little struggle.
I'm going to be if I don't sell my house.
I know. I've been praying for you, bro. I've been praying for that too. Again, first world problems. That's not what we're here for. But I'll. Really, to kind of revisit what we were talking about, like I recognized as I was editing that, and you kind of said, like, hey, dude, like, what are we? I'm not trying to be combative, but what was so difficult? What's so difficult about this conversation? And I'm like, it's not that it was difficult. As I was listening to it, I was like, it wasn't that. I just got uncomfortable, is what happened. And then I kind of blamed it on a difficult conversation, right? And so, like, again, I told Dad the same thing. I was like, look, I apologize because I misread that. And it's because
where it was going.
And I know, and it's because I know who my father is, and he knows I know this. Like, I know who he is, and he can get real, real hot, real fast, right? And he'll say things that, like, this is not what we want. This is not what this is for, right? We're here to spread the love and hope of Jesus, right? Or to help spread the love and hope of Jesus, or hopefully make it appealing to people to want to come this direction. And I know that sometimes it can get way off kilter real fast, and that's where I think I got nervous is why I was like, okay, let's kind of get off of that. Let's go back to where we were at. And I'm just apologizing because I don't want you to think that I don't have an opinion. I just don't participate all that way, right? And so I don't watch the news. I don't know what's going on out there. What I know, my dad feeds me, and that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that it's that you're, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you didn't feel like you were like just trying to shut the conversation down.
Yeah.
It just felt like you were like, I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you were like,
maybe.
Nah, I don't have no part of this.
Well, the other side of it too is I don't want to participate in alienating anybody who may listen. Right. Like, I don't want to alienate the people out there in the world. But at the same time, it's just like you said, though, in order to love people, you have to challenge them. You can't just love them without saying, like, well, this
can't,
is.
Yeah, you can't love them where they're at if you know they're wrong.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to be like,
you can't leave them there.
I'm like, hey, bro, come on, dude, what are you doing?
That's like, I see you butthole deep in quicksand, and I'm like, oh, man, you got this. You'll be all right. Yeah. And just walk away.
Yeah. I don't feel like getting dirty today, so. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. If you go down, I'm going with you.
I would take that one step. I'm going to take this deeper to a whole nother level. It's like finding out that you like, let's say one of our closest friends was cheating on their spouse. Mm. And it's like, we're just like, phew, damn, bro, you better not get caught. Rather than, dude, bro, you gotta fix this, and you gotta fix it now. Like, you need to come clean. Like, you need to get this off your shoulders. Like,
you're gonna pay the price for it. You made the decision to do it.
You need to. That's what it seems like to me. Like, when you talk about leaving someone where they're at, dude, without challenging them, or like you find out someone's been, let's say they're like
stealing from work.
Yes. Yeah, something stealing from simple. Work, or, you know, they're stealing cars at night, or, you know, God forbid they're doing something worse, like killing people or whatever. Like, you don't want to, you're not going to be like, we got three of them tonight?
Hell yeah, bro.
No, you're going to be like, dude, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, don't you do know that. This is wrong. And especially if you know it's someone that knows it's wrong.
Right, right. So, yeah. And so, I
challenging kinda, conversations come up, and challenging someone comes up because it's the right thing to do a lot of the times.
Right.
If you saw me, like, if you started to notice that I was getting into something like, I'm going to use this, and some people might freak out, horoscopes and stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know that's not the answer. Come on back.
Come over
get
here.
Back up, get back come over here. Get back over here. What are you doing?
Yeah,
why are you studying tarot cards and all that? Like, get your ass back over here. What is wrong with you?
Can I say, I'll say what I believe is the issue with those things, because I truly believe, like I said last week in that scripture, and how, like, the world, the creation itself, the sun, the moon, the stars, earth, bows to the lordship of God. I believe that, but humans bastardized it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not telling your future, guys. I'm sorry. It's not. It's not telling you.
You can't go. A woman can't be like, oh, man, I just smoked a curb and blew out my tires. Shit, heaven forbid, since I'm a Leo. You know what I mean? Or whatever. No, whatever the crazy sign is. You can't just use that.
Yeah. You can. Just because one person one time played the lucky numbers and won doesn't mean they're right, guys. It was lucky. Yeah. It was totally by accident.
The tarot card things, man, like all that stuff. Like, I've been seeing quite a few videos on that.
Yeah.
Man, that's
humanity bastardized things, man.
Dude, but the way that they approach it, and the things that they do with the incense and all that stuff, it's almost like summoning.
Yeah.
You know,
you're inviting something into the space.
Inviting something into that space that you don't know if you're ever going to be able to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
hey, listen, okay, this is a whole different conversation, but it's leading into that based on what you're talking about. Like, one of my Aiden and I have had this discussion before he became a believer at all. He was not a believer, but he believed in ghosts, right? And then he would be like, well, you believe in demon possession. How can you? It's in the Bible. That's why I believe in it. If you invite a spirit into your home, that's why it says guard your heart. If you invite a spirit in, it can get in and it can do things to you. I don't just believe in little manifestations floating around everywhere, like picking on you. I just don't buy that.
Just like throwing your dishes around just because they want to inconvenience you. No, I don't believe that either.
Or to scare
now,
you.
Now, I do think there are evil spirits that Absolutely. Are trying, that are making the attempt to possess you. And they're, I think what they do is they go and they wreck shop and they do things and they try to get you scared or vulnerable or something. So
to
they
where
can,
you'll just let yourself
so
go.
So you'll just give yourself up to them. I totally believe that
what
that
is
could
it,
be the possibility.
What does it say about society now that horror movies are like the number one movies at any season of the world?
Okay, so first and foremost, you also have to go and look at what TV shows have the highest ratings.
Same.
And it's all freaking crime series. Mm-hmm. You got Forensic Files, you got Dateline NBC, you got like all these things.
We've been watching The Cleaning Lady lately. It's more of a cartel show, but still drugs.
But you got all these things like that are true crimes, like true crime series and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those are like your number one TV shows now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than like your series like Landman, freaking Yellowstone.
But it's still based on the same kind of concepts. It's still based on illegal and illicit activity.
Now movies, like every time there's a gore horror movie that comes out, everybody's like, I gotta go see this. Why?
Dude, movies.
Dude, when I was a kid, I loved it. But now that I'm starting to get a little older and my focus has shifted from one side to the other, and I'm not saying like, oh, God, that was my lifestyle. I wanted to watch evil crap all the time. That's not what I'm saying. But my focus has shifted. Those kind of movies aren't even appealing. Like something like sometimes me and Champ will be watching a movie and I'll look down and I'm like, bro. Yesterday we watched Dante's Peak.
Nice. Volcano,
and Fast
right?
7. Yeah.
You know, I've never watched that movie.
But Dante's Peak?
Never seen it.
Dude, it's so corny. It's so corny.
But I mean, think about it. It's like demon possessions. It's, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. It's like these evil people who are...
Those are the ones that I really try to stay away from. Because that's real deal Holyfield.
Really deal Holyfield.
That's real deal Holyfield.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to talk about serial killers, whatever, that don't bother me. That doesn't scare me as much. But we talk about demon possession and like exorcists and all that. Mm-mm.
Hey, serial killers that can't die, like Michael Myers, Jason. No, come on.
I got 17 reasons. Actually, I got an AR with 60 reasons that you're going to. Like, no.
Right?
No.
Well, I am fascinated by the human mind, right? Like, I love psychology and sociology, which is just group dynamics and stuff like that. And I'm always interested in like what separates me from a serial killer, like what in my mind separates the two things, right? And like, so I've been interested and I watch documentaries about stuff like that.
It's traumatic events. I mean, a lot of these guys aren't just normal people.
They went through something crazy. Yeah. But ultimately, I start having to steer away from it because I'm like, I start finding myself thinking weird things.
You don't want to get you don't want to get to the point where you understand it so much that you justify it.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you want to keep, you don't want to understand it. You just want the curiosity to be like, oh man, why would somebody do that? Because that keeps you in the neutral field. Like you're like, why would someone do it? Because you know it was wrong. You're like, God, why would you do that?
Yeah. How would you end up like
that?
You don't
want to get to the point where you understand it so much that you're justifying it. Because then at that point, I feel like you could kind of open yourself up to,
bro, well, people are messed up, man. Have you ever heard of the Night Stalker? He was I can't remember the guy's name now, but in the courtroom he said, Hail Satan and all.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Stuff like, this is years, it's like in the 70s, but.
Have you seen The Happy Face Killer? Have you seen that series?
I'm not sure I did.
He's to sign all his notes with a smiley face.
I think I did see it. I don't remember, though.
Oh, dude.
Some creepy stuff, though, right?
Bro, he would go with his daughter. Like, he would
go buy his daughter these extravagant things, and the whole time he's hiding dead bodies everywhere and like doing all this stuff. Like, bro, it is crazy.
But this guy, he wasn't, by the time they figured it out who it was and got him in captivity and stuff like that, he becomes a freaking celebrity, man.
Yeah. Like Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy, women gawked over him. And
you know, Ted Bundy was an attractive, normal-looking young man. Yeah, but dude, man.
Those chicks freaking out. The guy, have you seen the Wade Wilson guy?
Wade Wilson?
Dude, you know, you think Deadpool, right?
Okay.
That's what you're thinking. Google this guy.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to.
He's a murderer, bro. He's got tattoos all over his face. And dude, when he first got caught, pull him up. When he first got caught...
Oh, nice.
When he first got caught, there's women just like...
Yeah.
Oh, he's thirsting over this dude.
He's got a thirst trapping over this.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
He's got a nice little swastika teardrop.
Yeah. Good job. Look at his tattoos on his mouth. He brutally... They call the Deadpool killer. He brutally murdered these women. And they're trying to put him on death row. And like, there's all these women like... Trying to say, like, dude, he sentenced to death.
Jeez, man. And it just, again, I don't want to go off in that topic too far, but, like, I've always been interested by that kind of stuff. That's
how crazy society's gotten. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
That's how crazy society's gotten.
It's gotten.
Like, what woman, I mean, I don't care how hot a chick is. If I know she's a Peter Cutter... I'm not doing it. I'm not waking. I'm not getting drugged up and waking up in the morning with Lorena Bobbitt and all that stuff happening. No, bro. I'm sorry. You can be a 10 of 10. You can be a 10 of 10. You could be a 12 of 10. I'm not taking that risk because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to wake up with my stuff in a blender. You know what I mean? No. But women are thirst trapping over this dude that they know is a killer.
I know. Yeah. You know,
I'd rather be killed than have my junk chopped off. I'm sorry. I would.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard the name Lorena Bobbitt in so long. What were we, like 14, 12, 13, 14 when that happened?
I don't know, but it gave me nightmares. I was like, God, man, I don't want no woman to ever touch me. You know, because I'm like, a woman. Wake up and I feel a little tug and a sharp pain. I'm going to freak out, dude. And the next thing you know, it's she's trying to feed it to me in a hot dog bun or something. I mean... Yeah. Anyways, that's way off kilter. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, these women are thirst trapping over these guys like they did with Ted Bundy, too, back in the day. Man, them women are, like, standing up there with signs, like, marry me and all this stuff.
Yep.
And this dude was cutting women's heads off with hacksaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but brutal. That's how jacked up we are as people.
Yeah.
We're going to give all the confidence in the world to this guy who is a known murderer, but we're not going to give all the confidence to this guy who died for our sins.
Yeah, who saved people like me.
Yes, resurrected people, did these things for people, but we're going to be like, no, I'm sorry, man. Sorry.
Gosh, man.
We're freaking screwed up as a society. But it also falls back to something I said a couple weeks ago about how we're like we've given like society has become such a society of convenience.
Yeah.
That we're taking away the struggles. Like we don't. The struggle is good sometimes. It builds character. It helps you to overcome adversity. If it was smooth sailing your whole life, the first little ripple in the wind, or the ripple in the sea, is gonna throw you out of the boat.
That's right.
You gotta have those. You know, smooth seas don't make a skilled sailor.
Like, that's right.
Look, you got to have some adversity in life. Some of that is what that's for.
We never grow as a person without adversity, man. Right? And I've tried to explain to my children. Of course, your children never listen to you anyway. But I've tried to explain to my children, look, it's not the challenges you face that define who you are. It's your response. It's how you react to the challenges that make you who you are.
Yeah. You got to get up. You gonna keep fighting?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna lay there and give up?
Yeah. Are you gonna lay there and cry? Yeah. I mean, look, I understand sometimes things hurt and emotions are okay. Like, I'm not trying to say that we still come from that generation where we're not supposed to be emotional. and stuff like that. But at the same time, we're realistic enough to understand that emotions are real. Go ahead. What are you about to say to me?
Hey, so I want you to see if you can find a video for me real fast.
Is it on TikTok?
It's Gen Z trying to be Gen X. Dude, it's funny. It is freaking hilarious, dude. You can hear him crying. That's the part that's so funny. I should have sent you that one. But, dude, it was just a funny thing. It wasn't like...
Do you remember the video the guy sent you about the... Gen X is an African-American dude talking about like how we grew up. He cusses a little too much for me to use it on our platform, but
anyways, I'll give you a brief description of it, dude, because it's freaking hilarious. But
okay,
you know, like we used to set up backyard bogus ramps, dude, that would half of them would fall down when you'd hit them, you know what I mean? And this dude sets up a good one. He's on like a little, looks like a little 50 or 75 dirt bike. And he's got a ramp on the other side. It looks like cardboard. It looks like some stuff that we would have done as kids.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, he comes up and he hits that jump, dude, and he noses the front of that ramp and throat checks the end of that ramp and then falls back down, dude. And I'm talking, like, dude, it's pretty tall. I mean, it's probably about 5 or 6 foot tall, that ramp that he's trying to land on. And you can hear him down there.
Look, the most
I would have got murdered by my mother or my father if they heard me out there screaming like that. Gosh. She'd have been out there like, well, what was you doing anyways?
Remember? And I don't know who the young man was or anything like that, but it was a video several years, but a few years back, of the, it had to be a Gen Zer at Home Depot pulling something off the top shelf, working at Home Depot.
Oh yes!
Oh please! Yeah, freaking out. Yeah. Man! I'm like,
help me, help me. And they're like, just lower the basket. He's all, it's too heavy. He's all freaking out. Yeah.
Look, I've been in situations where I'm like, okay, I don't have this. I could use some help. But that response was like, oh my gosh.
Just drop it, dude. Just drop it. Drop it. It's going to land in the basket. You already have it in the basket. Just drop it.
Just drop it.
That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
I get a hold of stuff that I know I can't handle all the time. You know what I do? Drop it. Or I slide it back and I lean back. I'm like, oh, nope. And I slide it back on there and then I go get a forklift. Or
whatever.
I'm talking hypothetical work situations. Yeah. Yes, that's what I do because we have a forklift. I'll grab it and I'll lean back like, oh, nope.
If I had ever acted like that in public with my mom, oh, huh. No.
My mom would have throat punched me. She would have hit me so hard my Adam's apple came out of my sphincter, bro. My mom don't play. She throat checks. She's one of them, like, she'll hit you with, and you're like your teeth click. You know, I have no breath. You have nothing no more. Like, your entire being has been sucked out of you with one quick little wow.
You see your soul for a second.
Yeah. No, that's my mom hit me with whatever she had in her hand, too.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't change that for anything in the world because it taught me lessons. It taught me life lessons. Like, yeah. It taught me not to talk back or be disrespectful or steal, you know what I mean? Or lie or do things that I knew were wrong. My mom, she showed authority. She let me know, like, hey, that what you're doing, that's wrong. And I love her for that. And I would never in a million years take that back because it taught me character. It taught me something.
Correct.
But now when I look at it now, if I was to do some of them things to some of my kids...
You ain't going to have them kids for very long. I ain't going to
have them very long, and I'm going to probably be. But we would just grew up in a different time. We stayed out till the freaking the lights came on. Like, once the sun set, my mom would do the two pinky whistle.
I was fixing to mention the whistle.
That's how my mom would do it. And if I wasn't in hearing distance to where I could hear that and I could be home quickly.
Mm-hmm. You going to eat it.
I was going to get an ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but sir. Other than that, my mom was cool and laid back. She wanted me to play outside. I love to play outside. If I was thirsty, you better grab that hose.
Amen.
I mean, that's just what life was. Mm-hmm. You can't raise kids like that no more. People are going to freak out on you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, you can't do that anymore. You can't do what they did, like our parents did anymore. And I walked home in kindergarten
with my house key on a necklace.
Okay.
Or kindergarten or first grade. I mean, that's how little I was. I had a key strapped to my neck And I walked, and it probably wasn't from here to the cul-de-sac from my school, but I walked. And I can remember looking back, and my teachers are all standing there watching me, like walking. Walk to my house, put my key in the doorknob, go inside, make myself, I would boil water and make my own macaroni at this age, bro.
Yes,
Champ
yes.
don't even know how to turn the stove on, dude. And that dude's 12. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, how at that age I was so far advanced when I had zero leadership.
We got taught enough to know how to take care of ourselves. I almost burned the house down a couple times trying to make some things that I should, you know what I mean? Like I caught something on fire or whatever and had a panic attack real fast because I just lit something on fire that I, you know what I mean? Or whatever, learning by trial and error because we were left alone. Yeah. Let me tell you, I got a story like second grade. I started walking home in first grade. Kindergarten, I don't remember that time very well, but when I was in first grade, we had just moved in with my stepdad.
I'm almost positive it was first grade for me.
Yeah. So I lived on West 10th, right across from Sam Houston Park. Yeah. That's where I lived at that time when I was like six. I went to Avondale Elementary School, which was up to Hillcrest, down to 15th, down to Avondale Street, up. So it was like a Z to get there. Roughly a mile. I don't know. I couldn't tell you how far that was. Back then, it felt like 100 miles, you know what I mean, because my little legs or whatever. Yeah. But I lost my key so many times. My mom got this thing that was like a clip for my underwear with the key on it and clipped it inside my freaking underwear so I wouldn't lose that key. I still lost the damn thing, just so you know. It didn't work. But, you're talking about being a latchkey kid, man. We were all latchkey kids. I didn't come home to parents.
Yeah, I was trying to take it off, and I remember my teacher coming over to me and telling me to leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Like, she understood what was happening. She's like, Jason, leave it alone. Quit messing with it. Or they would take it off, and she would strap it to my backpack. Mm-hmm. And get it off of my person and strap it to my backpack. My teachers were, you know, back then, I was like, I hate school. My teachers were actually phenomenal.
Savage. Yeah.
They made sure my stupid ass was able to get in my home. You know what I mean?
You know, I wanted to be a teacher like that. I grew up wanting to be a teacher from the time I was 12. I wanted to be a teacher. I really did. I've always wanted to be an educator. I love working with young people. I love it. I've always wanted to teach and mold and help and motivate and also, mentor young people, right? You can't do it that way anymore. So I feel like the last round of teachers that were able to still treat children like almost like they were their parents were the teachers that we had as young people. And I think that's what I wanted to be.
We also grew up in a generation where swats were a real thing.
Yes, sir. I got swats at school several times.
Yes, I did too.
I knew one kid that got swats every single day.
Well, I got three for 10 consecutive school days. Three a day. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, three a day for 10 consecutive school days. I got 30 swats every day, 10 consecutive school days.
What'd you do?
I was stupid. I rode my bike to the mall. So we lived on Northeast 25th.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
To the mall, Westgate style?
Westgate Mall.
Whoa.
Yeah, my mom
left. That's a track, bro.
Dude, my mom left about 6:30 that morning. We left. Me, my buddy Steve, my buddy Andrew. We had one more of us. We all left. Mm-hmm. We get there. We're there 10 minutes. And the cops come and get us. And call. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, I got suspended. He's like, oh, yeah, from where? I was like, Tascosa. So he calls Tascosa. I'm like, Jason Bailey gets suspended? And they're like, we don't have a Jason Bailey. So he's like, you lied to me. And then he asked my freaking stupid friends, what are you doing? He's like, well, we flew in. One of my buddies was like, I flew in from Houston. I don't have school. He's like, oh, yeah? Well, I need to call your parents. What's the number? He's like, 383-9557, some weird shit. And he's like, that's it? And he goes, yep. He's like, area code 806. And he was like, yep. And he goes, that is not the area code. You know, like we blew it. We blew it. So they call the cops. The cops take us back to school. When we're going in, my principal was like, who called in for you? I called in for myself. We stopped at a payphone.
Right.
Like I called in for myself. And she's like, there is no way. And I like trying to mimic the voice and everything. She was like, there's no way. And I said, yes, I called in for myself. So they asked everybody, ISS or SWAT? You ain't going to coop me up in no freaking ISS room. So I was like, beat my ass. I don't care. Smack the crap out of me. I'm cool. So I'm just the only.
Just don't call my mom.
Well, no, I didn't know that they wouldn't. So all my buddies that chose.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
ISS, which was all three of them, except for me, their parents got called. Immediately following them getting put into ISS, their parents got the phone call. I took SWATs. No one called my mom at all. So my buddy Andrew comes running up to me. He's like, dude, they called my dad. They called my dad. He's like freaking out. We're walking down 16th from PD. We're walking down 16th. And, dude, his dad swoops in.
Gotcha.
Snatches him up. He's like, and Andrew's like screaming and freaked out, you know? And I'm like, dude, this dude's about to get beat down.
Yeah, you about to eat a
all
big
my friends got beat good. Down. I get home. My mom don't know nothing.
You're like, what?
Dude, like fast forward like 6 months, me and my buddy Steve were jumping out my window and stealing hood ornaments off of cars. And we just climbed back in, and my phone, I had my personal phone line. It was like a cell phone back in the day.
Yeah. Might as well.
My phone rings, dude. We're not paying attention to the time. Well, Steve gets on. It was for Steve. I think it was a chick that he was talking to. It was for him. So he's all talking to her and everything. And he goes on explaining this story to her. Well, my mom was up getting ready for work, and her room and my room were closet to closet. Well, then she was in my bathroom using the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing separating there. That's just one wall. And then it's doorways.
Yeah.
So she heard him in there talking about this whole time, right? And it's summertime. Like, I'd already made it through the school year without getting busted. Like, the whole nine. I'm like, this is where we're at. My mom, I know this is so off topic. My mom is listening to this. The next morning, she sends me a text, or she calls me. She says, you were going nowhere. And I was like, what'd I do? She said, you are going nowhere. You better be home when I get home. So I'm like, okay, yes, ma'am. You know, whatever. So I'm out neandering around in the neighborhood, staying within striking distance when my mom gets home, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, she came in, and she freaking let me have it, bro. I'm like... I was like, dude, that was almost a year ago. And it was like 6 months before
she,
that.
She don't care, dude.
No, just the fact that I got away with it. But, dude, she'd be mortified if she knew that we were jumping out the window going and stealing a hood ornament. We got chased by the cops. With a Mustang ornament. The ones that used to cover the gas tanks? Yeah,
the horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
While we twisted that thing off. We got bolt cutters and everything. Dude, we snapped that thing off when we took off running. That dude was on us.
Jeez,
honest.
Man. Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of things I didn't get caught for. I will say this. I know the conversation went a little...
waste of our airtime.
No, heck no. It's fun. People recognize that we've done a lot of stupid things. Boys do dumb shit, just so you know. That's just what we do. We do dumb things. I don't know. But the reason we got there is because we're on a commentary of like where society has gotten.
Yeah.
Right? And like... the evil and the occult and the things that we really should be steering away from have become normal and acceptable. You know what I'm saying? And that's the danger that we're talking about. And again, I you probably have a more understanding because you're fresher in the End Times book of Revelation than I am. But you have, I just don't go that way. But I also wanted to make sure that I clarified that, like, look, this is something that is coming, and yeah. we better be ready for it.
Before we close, okay. I know we're kind of getting about in that time frame. Before we close, will you play that video? I just want everybody to kind of hear the passion.
This one?
And yes, and to kind of understand exactly what we're actually facing.
Yes.
Paul says that the Antichrist can't come or won't come until he who restrains is out of the way. That means right now there is someone who Paul called a he. I'm just trying to teach. Gosh. There is someone in the earth who Paul called a he, male pronoun, who is restraining the Antichrist from coming. And he says when that person is removed out of the way, then the Antichrist will appear on the scene, right? He called this restraining force a he. And I believe that the he is talking about is the work of the Holy Spirit in the church, who Jesus also called a he. When he comes, he will. This is a text for the rapture of the church, that when he is taken away, when the Spirit at work in the church, which is our prayers, and the power of the Holy Spirit, keeping back the full force of evil from overwhelming the earth, when the church is raptured out of the way, when the restrainer is taken out of the way, the church is gone, you know what happens next? The full force of evil comes into the earth. And now the church is gone. Who's preaching the gospel? No one. Watch. That sets up the atmosphere. Oh, my God. Come on, man. Y'all don't want to be taught. That sets up the global atmosphere for a new deliverer. Do you really think a man could show up right now and claim to be Christ and we would believe him? No. But remove the church from the earth. And now there's nobody preaching. And now those who was not prepared for the tsunami, because they did not hear the gospel, they did not get saved, they enter into the tribulation. Your mother and your father, your cousins, your brothers, your aunts and your uncles, all those living right now, because I think this might happen in our generation, who are far away from Christ, who are not caught up in the rapture, they don't go on that first load. They now enter that tribulation period that I believe is right around the corner. Now the church is gone. The restraining power of the Holy Spirit is gone. Now the Antichrist comes to power. Now, watch, with the church out of the way, he can, watch, deceive the whole world. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is by activity of who? Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders. That is, he will perform signs and wonders that have come from the devil. And with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they have refused to love the truth to be what? Saved. Because they're rejecting the gospel now, and they don't want to hear Bible preaching now, and they just want to be entertained now, and they don't want to be convicted now, and they don't want to be challenged now, and they want to go to cotton candy ministries now. Because of all of that, they will not be saved. They will enter into the tribulation period if they're alive during that time. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Sin will cost you.
The passion behind his voice right there.
Yeah, behind the whole thing. And to be honest with you, again, he says he believes that this is like, it's around the corner.
He's not saying this is what's happening.
No. But to think of it, I never thought of it like that. To think of it like, we are the ones that are holding back the gates of hell right now.
Yeah.
We.
The rapture of the church is what's keeping, because me and you talked about this, and I talked about how I believe it, how it's written, and how my interpretation of it is that the rapture of the church comes first.
It comes before.
It comes before the appearance of the
Antichrist.
The Antichrist is revealed. The rapture of the church, and then the Antichrist, and then all these other, all the bad things start to happen. You know, it's 3.5 years of Mark of the Beast, all this stuff,
yep.
Mild-mannered evil, mm-hmm. and then it's 3.5 years of total terror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, how I read it, how I understand it, it's like, we go first, then this happens. That's why that video was so impactful.
That was very, very, very interesting. Because again, I didn't read it like that, like for that to be what's holding back the entire thing, the entire tribulation, right? And so that means that in order for the gates to be opened for the end to actually come, everybody like you and I who actually believe and,
church is
and are trying to teach people, we're all going to be removed from the equation.
So there is another video that explains it really good. We're going to watch it later because it's kind of a messy video.
Okay.
But the way that it explains it, it shows people like watching people just disappearing, you know,
just cars, vanishing into the sky.
Yeah. Cars driving and then ramming trees and they're empty. This shows people that are wheeling themselves in wheelchairs. All of a sudden the wheelchair's just rolling.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a depiction of what it's probably going to look like because it's, no matter what time of day it happens, it's going to be daylight. It's going to be working hours in other places.
Somewhere.
Yeah. There's going to be people getting snatched out of vehicles, snatched out of offices.
Right.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid and I didn't really understand how it worked, I asked my mom if cancer could be considered the rapture. My mom was like, Jason, that's not how it works. Because I was like, well, could cancer be considered the rapture? And my mom was like, no, everybody disappears at once.
Yeah, all at the same time.
Yeah, we all we
not it's slow.
Just, shoo, yeah. Everybody's shooting into the air, you know. What have you? Oh gosh,
it's been a great conversation. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been a great conversation. Other than me getting into the,
well, we both went that direction. We got to talk about the Lorena Bobbitt days. And all that, but it again, it was just a commentary on the world and where it's at. Like, there was a time, and look, there's a lot of stuff that you can't even use anymore because they consider it offensive, like movies and things like that. That, you know, there used to be wholesomeness in movies, like in general, and in TV. And you think about the most
Lassie. Little House on the Prairie.
Flipper.
Free Willy.
Yeah. I mean, there used to, and don't get me wrong, there's still stuff out there. But the most popular stuff, the stuff that is getting the most attention is the most negative, right? And it's something that we talked about when we kind of got into this world of doing content creation and being podcasters and things like that. Like, some people have told us, like, you got to have some controversy, right, to create intrigue and things like that. Like, but that's not true to who we're trying to be. Yeah, and that's not what we're trying to do.
Controversy filled lives. Why would we fake it to make? I mean, that's kind of how it seems to me. It's like faking it till you make
it. I don't want to be Logan Paul and Jake Paul. You know what I mean? I'm not, I don't want to do it just so I can make a bazillion dollars. Although I'd like to make a bazillion dollars, you know what I mean? Or to become super ultra famous or whatever. And no disrespect to them. They've done what they've done. They built their own little empire, and that's awesome. Good for them. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to create controversy just so that I can become interesting. You either want to be on this ride or you don't. That's your choice. You know, just like the way this conversation started. You can either choose to face judgment or you can choose to receive Jesus. It's all up to you. Take your pick. The time is coming where you're not going
to
have an option.
You have to.
You got to make it. Sides. And that's what. Again, we talked about it a little bit last week, but my dream, really, to me, the way I interpreted it after speaking to God about it for some time was, the sentence that he said to me is, at the very end, you're gonna have to choose. That's what he said while I'm seeing this image. You got your choice. make it. You bet. In my mind, if it's up to me, if you're listening to me right now, choose the cross today. Don't wait to the end.
Yeah. What would you call the movie if a pig played Karate Kid?
Pork Chop.
Hey! Atta boy.
Hey, I'm getting
you look at me like, what the?
Well, how did my face look when I figured it out?
I was waiting on you to do the pork chop.
I think I was excited because I thought I had it. I thought I had it. Oh, that's funny. Whew. Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, wow.
I never considered a difference of opinion in politics, religion, or philosophy as a cause for withdrawing from a friend.
It's too often nowadays, too.
Amen. And so,
Phil, if someone doesn't fall in line with what you think is right, it's everybody's so quick to cut people off. Like we live in a land where you're free to have your own decisions and you're free to have your own beliefs. Like if your beliefs are at least good, we could be. I don't care your political category. I don't care who you voted for. We can still be friends, and we can still have discussions and disagree and still be friends.
Yep.
Just if you're at least a good enough person to understand right from wrong.
Amen. That's agreed. It. Oh man, so fun. I still love doing this. Like we just started.
For everybody out there listening, man, if you're just getting started listening, we release episodes every Thursday. We have content everywhere.
Daily.
Our podcast is everywhere that you can imagine. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving us the opportunity to reach out to anybody that needs it or anybody that just wants to listen to it. For Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I'm Jason.
I'm John.